The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
We've spoken on this show before about the debacle unfolding on Subiaco's Hay Street. This once prized retail and dining precinct has been left to wither away over a dispute over a row of crumbling buildings. Now this embarrassment has claimed another business. Joining me now is the owner of the popular Baguette Me Not Cafe, Luan Balaba. Good morning, Luan.
Hi, good morning.
And so I read on your Facebook page that you're having to close.
Yeah, we had to make that tough decision. This road closure has been going on for how many months now, since February, and we had to make a decision whether to re-sign a lease or not. And the fact that the roads are still closed to this day had made our decision, and yeah, we just couldn't go on with the uncertainty.
And how long have you been trading in Subiaco?
6 years.
Wow.
So 6 years, yeah. It's our stomping ground. So we love Subi.
Yeah, and I know a bit about your cafe. I'm a big fan of the loaded fries, and I know a lot of people love the bar mis that you do. The amazing thing about this story for me, really the terrible thing about this story, is like I've been there a few times, and I've always come in through the back entrance of the cafe, and it was only the other day that I drove down Hay Street, which I don't normally do, and I saw exactly what is happening there with the road closures, with the barricades that are up there, and the disruption to the front of your business is really astonishing. Just how bad has things gotten over the past few months?
It hasn't gotten any better. So, the fact that the roads are still closed, one side is open, but our side, right in front of our shop, is still closed. So it's limited access to the shops. To our shop as well as the neighbouring shops, and it's just caused a reduced, people walking through that area, and people have avoided that area. So as a result, we just have less foot traffic, and with less foot traffic, less sales, and it's just it's a very tough situation at the moment.
Yeah, right. And do you think that you've gotten enough assistance from the Council of Subiaco?
I can honestly say no at this point. They've put up the barricades, which I think has sort of closed off the area a bit more. And that's really it. Maybe a few mentions here on social media, but I haven't seen anything else that has assisted us.
Yeah, right. And in your point of view, like, what do you think the problem is here? Is it the people who own the buildings not doing their obligation? The council needs to step up?
Look, it's a combination of things. From what I've heard, there's no real decision yet made to what's going to happen to the building. So the owner wants to demolish it. City of Subi want to preserve it. It's still in the tribunal, so they're still waiting on a decision. Until then, no one's making any sort of moves and just, I guess, dragging it out.
Are there other businesses along that strip still left, or are they all kind of leaving as well?
Well, I know Steve, the guy, the shoe retailer next to us, have left because of the road closure. One of the reasons why is the road closure. There's a few tenants that are thinking of looking at their leases or whether they're going to renew it or not. It's always up for question if there's uncertainties in front of our shop. You can't re-sign a lease when you don't know what's going on for the next couple of years.
Yeah, right. And Luan, you had a very popular stall at the Subi Markets for a long time. Was getting a shop front in Subiaco, like a bricks and mortar shop front, really, I guess, a dream for you guys that you were able to realise?
Yeah, absolutely. It was always a goal for us. And, what we wanted to do was always be part of the community, share our love for our food that we're doing. And, we wanted to send Subiaco and, having a bricks and mortar was the next step, and we did that. But now, unfortunately, in Subiaco, just makes it a bit difficult today. So we've just got to look at other options, I guess.
Yeah, and so what are those other options? What does the future hold for Baguette Me Not?
We still have our city store at Allendale Square, so that we'll be focusing on. We would love to come back to Subiaco in the near future, maybe when things settle down and there's, something happening in that area. I'm not sure, but we would love to come back to Subiaco. So, focusing on our current store, coming back maybe in the community. And we've got a few other things that we're working on in the pipeline, which we'll hopefully can keep everyone updated shortly.
Yeah, well, you guys have been very innovative and you have a reputation for that. Just quickly on Allendale Square before I let you go. We've spoken a little bit about how CBD workers haven't really returned to the city because there's working from home has become more popular over the pandemic. Have you noticed the impact of that?
Yes, absolutely. For us, we opened our Allendale store last year just in the tail end of COVID. We were told that there'll be a drop in foot traffic, and there still is. So the city is not even 60% capacity, from what I heard. So it's still a bit of a, challenge there. But in saying that, slowly people are, coming back more often than not. But I think the new norm is people are staying from home, and you just have to find ways to actually reach those customers still. And I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, the city is still a bit of a struggle, but there's still people around.
Yeah, yeah. Well, people should definitely make the effort to get a hold of one of your barmaids. They won't regret it if
they do.
Luan Balaba from Beget Me Not, thank you for talking to us on The West Live today.
No worries. Thanks, guys.